This is the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments.
And we're back to the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments. I'm Roland S. Martin. Let me tell you, folks, in this week's profile of leadership and success, we talk with an entrepreneur who's no stranger to me or the global stage. She's worked on every political campaign since 1976. You've seen her on CNN. She's graced ABC News, NPR, and Miss Magazine. Today, she's here with us, my good friend, Donna Brazile. Certainly a Southern belle and a tough cookie, she won her first political fight at the age of 9, and she's been fighting ever since. UBR correspondent Angelique Westerfield has her story. Following that report, we'll hear this week's inspiration and motivation by UBR contributor and motivational speaker, Curtis R. Monday. Angelique?
Thank you, Roland. Millions of people know Donna Brazile as a political commentator and contributor for CNN, ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and News and Notes on National Public Radio. But did you know Brazile is the founder and managing director of Brazile & Associates, LLC, a general consulting, grassroots advocacy, and training firm located in Washington, D.C.? Working as a political strategist, Brazile and her staff trained clients on a grassroots level to serve in the political process. However, over the last 8 years, the company has taken a new approach.
When we represented political clients, we often trained their staff in learning how to communicate with voters, learning how to get out their message, learning how in this complicated world of modern day technology, how to reach people where they live, where they eat, where they play, and where they pray. I have not worked on a campaign in over 6 years personally, and my company no longer represents political clients. I am unable to get involved in campaigns at the primary level, only the general election, so we primarily represent media clients, Turner Broadcasting, for example, Time Warner. They're a client because they hired me to be a political contributor on CNN. That is my ability to communicate with a mass audience about the topics of the day. Walt Disney, ABC. I'm also a consultant to ABC News. And that is also part of my work and part of what I enjoy doing.
Her enjoyment and passion for the political process began soon after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination in 1968. Brazile was 9 years old.
I saw an opportunity at an early age to get involved in the electoral process by helping to register people to vote. I was quite successful. The candidate that we backed for a local city council race won. He promised to build a playground. I was involved in that campaign. The playground was built, and I began my career from that moment forward. Over the past few decades, I've encouraged women and minorities to run for public office. Eleanor Holmes Norton, a great civil rights leader and constitutional lawyer, decided in 1990 to run for Congress, and I urged her to run, decided to raise money and manage her campaign. Soon after taking office in 1991, I went back to Capitol Hill, took on the responsibilities of becoming her chief of staff and press secretary. It was an opportunity to not only serve the residents of the District of Columbia, but to help my boss achieve some of the important goals of home rule, trying to get the right to vote, because the district residents, though we pay federal taxes like everyone else, we still lack full voting rights in the House and no voting rights whatsoever in the United States Senate. So this was an opportunity to serve the residents of the District of Columbia where I currently reside.
From 1976 to 2000, Brazile has worked on every presidential campaign with former President Jimmy Carter, Jesse Jackson Sr., and Michael Dukakis. She made history as the first African-American female presidential campaign manager for former Vice President Al Gore. Brazile speaks on her managerial strategies of running a presidential campaign.
A presidential campaign is probably one of the biggest enterprises that go up every 4 years and come down right afterwards. It's a multi-million-dollar campaign effort where you have to raise the money and then manage it wisely so that you can implement the goals that you set out to do. My management style has always been, in addition to recruiting the very best people, to motivate them and inspire them to do their job and to monitor their work and to assist them with the follow-up. I like to work as a team. I don't like hierarchical structures that somewhat stifles communication. I like to be accessible as a manager. I like to listen to what my employees understand fundamentally to be their role and to encourage them to do better.
As a native of New Orleans, Louisiana, Brazile has served as a member of the board of directors for the Louisiana Recovery Authority, a state-run agency leading the rebuilding process in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita.
I decided as a former, as a native New Orleanian and a resident of the state of Louisiana for so many years, that I wanted to help my hometown rebuild. I wanted to help the people on the Gulf Coast. The former governor of Louisiana, Kathleen Babineau Blanco, appointed me to serve on a on this recovery authority to oversee the spending of federal dollars that came to our state to help us rebuild from not just Hurricane Katrina, but also Hurricane Rita. I've served for the last 3.5 years. I've taken a leave now to let others serve. We're approaching the 4th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. More and more of our citizens are returning. Many of our schools are reopening. The hospitals are being rebuilt. I remain optimistic that my hometown will be rebuilt safer and stronger than ever before. And I urge everyone who clearly care about the Crescent City, the people, the culture, to visit Louisiana. It is a wonderful place to visit. It's a great place to have grown up, and I have just the highest praise for those who have helped us by volunteering, by sending us their resources, money, and their prayers. But more importantly, I'm thankful for the American people for the investment that you all have made in our recovery effort.
Donna Brazile currently works as an adjunct professor of women and gender studies at Georgetown University and continues to leave her mark on the world as a political contributor and commentator. To learn more about Donna Brazile and Brazile & Associates, please visit www.donnabrazile.com. For the Urban Business Roundtable, I'm Angelique Westerfield.